Section 3. Listen to Adam's message to his friend, Andrew. For question 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Hi, Andrew. I'm really sorry to hear that you are ill. I thought I'd cheer you up by telling you what our class did to celebrate World Environment Day. All the students and teachers gathered at the school yard. First, the headmaster talked to us about the dangers the environment is facing nowadays and what each of us can do to protect it. Then, our history teacher divided our class into 3 groups. Each group had a teacher as a leader who explained to the members what they had to do. I was a member of the first group. We spent over 2 hours going around the neighbourhood putting up posters about recycling. It was very cold and we got very tired, but we all felt very proud of ourselves. Now, the second group was responsible for cleaning the streets around the school. They picked up all the rubbish that was on the streets and they also put 2 recycling bins outside the school. The third group was asked to plant flowers in the school yard. When they grow, I'm sure our school yard will look very beautiful. When we all finished what we had to do, we gathered in the schoolyard again. The headmaster and our teachers thanked us and gave each of us a bag made of recycled paper. Did your class do anything on World Environment Day? Give me a ring when you feel better. Talk later, Adam. Listen to Adam's message again. Hi, Andrew. I'm really sorry to hear that you are ill. I thought I'd cheer you up by telling you what our class did to celebrate World Environment Day. All the students and teachers gathered at the school yard. First, the headmaster talked to us about the dangers the environment is facing nowadays and what each of us can do to protect it. Then, our history teacher divided our class into 3 groups. Each group had a teacher as a leader who explained to the members what they had to do. I was a member of the first group. We spent over 2 hours going around the neighbourhood putting up posters about recycling. It was very cold and we got very tired, but we all felt very proud of ourselves. Now, the second group was responsible for cleaning the streets around the school. They picked up all the rubbish that was on the streets, and they also put two recycling bins outside the school. The third group was asked to plant flowers in the school yard. When they grow, I'm sure our school yard will look very beautiful. When we all finished what we had to do, we gathered in the schoolyard again. The headmaster and our teachers thanked us and gave each of us a bag made of recycled paper. Did your class do anything on World Environment Day? Give me a ring when you feel better. Talk later, Adam. This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing, section 1, task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to Adam's message to his friend Andrew again. Use the space provided in the writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours telling him or her about what your class did to celebrate World Environment Day. Write your email in the writing booklet, task 1. Your notes will not be marked. Hi, Andrew. I'm really sorry to hear that you are ill. I thought I'd cheer you up by telling you what our class did to celebrate World Environment Day. All the students and teachers gathered at the school yard. First, the headmaster talked to us about the dangers the environment is facing nowadays and what each of us can do to protect it. Then our history teacher divided our class into three groups. Each group had a teacher as a leader who explained to the members what they had to do. I was a member of the first group. We spent over 2 hours going around the neighbourhood putting up posters about recycling. It was very cold and we got very tired, but we all felt very proud of ourselves. Now, the second group was responsible for cleaning the streets around the school. They picked up all the rubbish that was on the streets and they also put two recycling bins outside the school. The third group was asked to plant flowers in the school yard. When they grow, I'm sure our school yard will look very beautiful. When we all finished what we had to do, we gathered in the schoolyard again. The headmaster and our teachers thanked us and gave each of us a bag made of recycled paper. Did your class do anything on World Environment Day? Give me a ring when you feel better. Talk later, Adam.